The CEO of the Sofa by P.J. O'Rourke. Copyright 2001 by P.J. O'Rourke. Read by Dick Hill. Performance copyright 2001 by Brilliance Audio. All rights reserved.
The CEO of the Sofa. 1 year in the life of a man who said, "Mind if I put my feet up? I think I will take this lying down." For Tina, Elizabeth, and Olivia. Acknowledgements. Poking around in a used bookstore a couple of years ago, I came across a beautiful 1875 edition of The Autocrat of the Breakfast Table by Oliver Wendell Holmes. I bought it for a buck and a half. Holmes was once a literary patheraleo of far-heard roar. The Autocrat, first published in 1858, was, for half a century, one of the best-loved and most reprinted American books. As late as the nutty, modernist 1930s, Virginia Woolf was comparing The Autocrat to champagne after breakfast cups of weak tea, a phrase that may explain a lot about Virginia Woolf's mood disorders and literary style, but, oh, never mind. I hadn't read The Autocrat of the Breakfast Table since college, and back then I had read around in it. I had never read it through. This time I did. The book is a collection of columns from the Atlantic Monthly magazine. The conceit is that Holmes lives in a boarding house and holds forth to his fellow boarders over the morning meal, which must have lasted rather longer than today's Starbucks and a power bar grabbed on the go. The volume's essays, poems, and speculations on widely various topics are presented as the Autocrat's monologues, with occasional interruptions by such characters as a comely widow, a wisecracking clerk, a dense landlady, and two OWH alter egos, the professor and the poet. Holmes pulled this off with so much wit and charm that there was only one.